Easy to imitate, but hard to duplicate. That's why we are number one. Power 102.7 FM. Easy to imitate, but hard to duplicate.
There is one way to express yourself. Speak out on The View. Let's hold our politicians and leaders accountable. It doesn't matter who is running the country. We must hold our politicians accountable. How can you get through the doors of the government and speak to those in charge? There is one way to express yourself. Speak out on The View. Let's hold our politicians and leaders accountable.
St. Peter's Pharmacy is your hometown. Pharmaceutical suppliers and healthcare providers with a wide range of services to help you improve on your fighting power against severe or mild illness. From over-the-counter prescription drugs to basic pharmaceutical supplies and cosmetics, our friendly and courteous staff is there to help you whenever you come in. Open 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays. Located at number 8 LB Scott Road in Cul-de-Sac. St. Peter's Pharmacy. Closer to you when you need us most.
Hi, St. Martin. I'm Wendell Moore. Join me on Wednesdays, 5 until 6, for interesting discussions on important subjects. Or send me your comments on Facebook and Twitter. And yes, I'll take your phone calls too. All in The View, Wednesdays, 5 until 6. Sponsored by St. Peter's Pharmacy. Closer to you when you need us most. Join me on Wednesdays, 5 until 6, will you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the show. It's time for In The View with yours truly, Wendell Moore. Of course, I'm here for the full hour. We'll be, of course, touching on a few items, I'm sure, today that would be of interest to the general public. We do expect to have a guest in shortly. In a few seconds, I'm almost sure that my guests would arrive here, but until then, let me just thank all of you for being there in the audience, and thank you for sharing on this program and honestly letting me know, at least, that you do look forward to the show on a weekly basis. And, I'm just hoping that to each time that we make an arrangement to be on air, that there will be something that we'll be able to share with you to the point where you would be able to benefit from the information that is presented. Well, we'll be talking to someone hopefully today from the Hospitality and Trade Association, and I'm expecting her to show up in a minute, so by the time she gets here, we'll start our conversation. But until then, just listen to the music for a little, and then we'll get ourselves organized and get going. Okay, and we're back, of course. I'm just giving a little bit of room for my guests to get settled in. I'm so happy to have her here with me today, by the way. Without any further ado, let me let you know that alongside me for the discussion today happens to be the executive director of the St. Martin Hotel and Trade. I keep saying hotel. I think it's...
Hospitality.
Hospitality and Trade Association. Quite an important organization simply because of the work that it does. And I'm happy to have Ananda Zandam here with me, and she would be spending the whole hour with me. Good afternoon to you, Ananda, and thank you for taking the time for joining me here and to talk about hospitality and what exactly you're doing there at the St. Martin Hospitality and Trade Association.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me, and thank you for having me on the show. I hope I can bring some elucidation into our wonderful tourist market.
Mm-hmm. Let's start a little bit with the most recent event that you had. That happens to be SMART. I know that has been going on for some time, and I don't know if everyone have a clear understanding of what purpose does it serve. So if you can fill us in a little bit, first you can let us know how successful it was, and then you can talk a little bit about what benefits we get out of it.
SMART is, to elaborate, it's actually spelled S-M-A-R-T, which stands for St. Martin St. Martin Regional Trade Show. And the trade show is designed to connect local suppliers and our close neighbors, Anguilla, Saba, St. Eustatius, St. Barts, with international buyers, press writers, tour operators, and travel blog writers, which are now becoming a huge phenomenon. Mm-hmm. The idea is to connect the two, to be able to promote our islands, in particular St. Martin and St. Martin, and to have these persons negotiate packages and different deals for more tourists to come to our respective islands. Mm-hmm. That's the premises behind it. It's the 14th year that SMART was organized.
It's that long?
That long. We've been at this for 14 years. Mm. We've been organizing this. The SSGA has been organizing this. And it's quite successful in the sense that we have recurring buyers. We have recurring suppliers that are always there. We recently, I believe in the last two or three years, have opened up the avenue for vendors to also be there. So if you are not a member of the SHTA, if you are not necessarily a property owner, but you have a product that is St. Martin made and that fits within the hospitality area, and particularly the travel industry, you are more than welcome to participate at SMART.
That's the best place to put on the show.
Yes, you get a huge network in one time, which I try to explain to people when they call to register and say, well, what it's really about. It's really giving you access to a huge network in one time, where you were able to make as many appointments as possible and communicate and make new connections, versus doing this on a one-on-one basis, which is fine as well, but it takes you a little longer.
Okay. Pointed question. This wasn't originally started by the St. Martin Hospitality and Trade Association.
That is correct. It was not an SHTA initiative, though SHTA board members were part of the organization. It was always the four. It was always the stakeholders on the friend side, which is the Hotel Association and the Tourist Office, and the Tourist Office on the Dutch side. What happened is that at the time that Lisa Uten was a part of the SHTA, she took the initiative to be a part of the organizing committee, and as such, it has grown that now the SHTA does actually executes what you see on the trade show floor with the assistance of the stakeholders, both Dutch and French side.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the spin-offs in terms of, because in my mind, when I first became exposed to the SMART, it was more of benefiting the small hotel properties and that kind of stuff.
It is still the premises to benefit the smaller properties. That's never changed. It's really part of. It's really dependent on your participation. Mm-hmm. Some years they do choose to participate, and other years they, due to financial issues or whatever other hamperings they have at that point, they decide that they cannot participate. The spin-offs, if any, at this point, are not necessarily on the island. What we're seeing is our trade show is being modeled in Antigua at the moment and still being modeled towards that. We've just recently had Puerto Rico starting their own trade show, ETI, which was at the same time as SMART, coincidentally. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing regional spin-offs of the product itself, the benefits that our suppliers have had throughout the years, both small properties, large properties, tour operators, anybody in this industry, has been that more persons have been able to come to the island, are utilizing their products. Mm-hmm. They are getting more exposure, which is always a good thing, to be able to have your product reach a bigger group of persons.
Yeah.
And also, it's been a way of connecting everybody together, having the friends on the Dutch side actually collaborate together to bring our tourism product to a certain level. That's always a good thing. And that's always a great spin-off. In addition, we have Saba and St. Eustatius, though they do not always take part. We were happy to see Saba this year.
Yeah.
What has happened is the spin-off comes to them as well. You said Martin is the hub, and you have to come through us to be able to come to these other islands. I'm not saying it's the only way, but it is the most utilized method of going to a Saba, St. Eustatius, a St. Barts, and Anguilla. And in doing so, what comes to us trickles down to everybody else, and we try to push out that much to our neighbors to make sure that everybody benefits from the product.
Let me put something on the table here, because you mentioned that Puerto Rico is in the process of getting theirs started, if they have not already done
so. Yes, they've already had their first trade show.
But I remember when this first started, they seized the moment. I'm talking about Puerto Rico and much of their products. This is the moment to come, and they didn't even have just one boat. They had several.
Correct.
And what they did was they were sporting all the stuff that they produce that can be used in hotel properties and the kind of stuff.
Yes.
So that's the same kind of connection, or it has expanded into other
things? It has expanded actually into all of the other places, Puerto Rico being a very good example of what can be done and how much you can do for your island. I have to say this, though, a Puerto Rico is an island that has a little more economic clout than, for instance, maybe a Saba or St. Eustatius. I'm not saying that they cannot. In order for you to be able to promote your island, your brand, your product, you have to be able to have the capital that goes behind it. Granted, in 2015, we now have the possibilities of doing free advertising online and utilizing all of the social media outlets. It's still not enough to be able to be effective. You'll have to visit a trade show. You will have to put up your display and make those one-on-one connections. It still works that way. Again, Puerto Rico being a very good example of how that can be done. This year at the trade show, it was really lovely to see, for instance, Simpson Bay Resort really run with that concept and put themselves in the forefront. I believe you saw the picture in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. We had the same with Artemian Marry Me, St. Martin, NSN, our publisher for our It Room magazine, as well, taking up the room and the opportunity to really profile their product. And in addition, of course, St. Martin. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to see all of the islands do the same thing. And I believe we're going to get to that level eventually. We have to be able to provide that opportunity, be able to show them the possibilities, and where needed, try to get them the assistance to be able to put down such an elaborate product to be able to promote themselves.
The Hospitality and Trade Association, is this an association that is primarily working towards hospitality, of course, but in the hotel business? And if so, what are the challenges when it comes to, even now when it gets really quiet, because it is now.
It is our low season.
How does you, as a Hospitality and Trade Association, generate interest to keep some of your, membership then?
Well, it's a two-part thing. First, for the Hospitality and Trade Association's main goal is for sustainable tourism. And hospitality is a huge part of that, because tourists come here for our accommodations, for our environment, the beaches, the nightlife, and also for just being able to have a great vacation. I mean, it's not for nothing that we say, I live where you vacation. We literally do live where people spend money to come just for 2 weeks, and we have that product here on a daily basis. So that is the first premises of it. The second, and that is actually a two-part thing. Mm-hmm. We want to have sustainable tourism, but in order for us to be able to do that, we have to be able to make sure that the persons living on the island are able to live comfortably. If it's a nice place to live, it's a nice place to visit. which is the second motto of the SHTA. So that is the broad scope of what we do. Where it comes to our slow season at the moment, it's always a challenge. And the slow season has gotten bigger and bigger, longer months now, and it gets very, very quiet. If you're on the Simpson Bay side, you don't necessarily notice it as much as if you are on the Phillipsburg side, and that's unfortunate. And that's where you can see, you know, the restaurants start to see the businesses slow down. We've seen in the past, and I believe it's going to happen this year, that certain businesses close for the season. And that's a detriment to our country. And it's a challenge that we face every year. SHTA's position within the community and within the being the liaison between the private sector and the public sector affords us the opportunity to be able to speak to different persons and different entities and garner information on how can we revive our slow season. Okay. Last year, the SHTA presented the roadmap to a government on how possible ways on how to improve the summer program. We have several groups. I've just met with one this afternoon who are busy with the jazz festival or the jazz events on the boardwalk every last Sunday of the month, and that they're looking to expand out to make it an international event, which would be very great, especially in the summer months. Again, we have different other entities that are busy with different plans. So our goal with that is concerned is to speak to these entities to see where we can assist as an association to be able to get their project off the ground, and in addition to speak to the public sector and government in this case and the ministries to see how that collaboration can happen.
Now that you've said that, you headed straight to my next question, which would have been, how often do you get the opportunity to, well, in this case, we have a different system now, so instead of speaking to the government, you speak to the person ministers, who is responsible,
correct,
which is the minister.
Yes.
So how often do you get the opportunity to talk to them and collaborate both ideas, which I'm almost sure connect to each other because we all have the same goal?
I think we have to be careful with giving a number to the frequency of meetings, not necessarily saying that we don't have meetings and that we don't have a lot or a little. I think I believe in quantity versus, in quality versus quantity. We have several opportunities to speak to ministers, to SGs. We have our mixers, and that is the sole purpose, actually, of our mixers, is to invite persons from government or from other establishments or companies to be able to inform our membership of the different things happening within the public sector, and also for our membership to be able to ask questions. That's the avenue that we open up, and that's on a monthly basis that we have, that we invite a minister, we invite an SG, or we invite a company to come and give some information. Where actual meetings are concerned, with the SHTA board meeting with a minister or a cabinet or a department, that happens on request. But it is. Let me say it this way: our requests have not been denied thus far. We have always been welcomed by the public sector to be able to discuss and voice our opinion based on our membership and based on the private sector's ideas on legislation, on new things that have been implemented by government, on plans. Now with the National Economic Summit that has just passed, we are an intricate part of discussing how to move forward with our economy. What are the bottlenecks from the private sector? What are the solutions that we are offering or seeing and would like to have taken up into the national plan? So we do have a lot of opportunities, and we utilize them at the moment that it needs to be utilized. But we are not running down government's door, as some people might think, but we do have a running dialogue.
Okay. I had a recent conversation with one of the hoteliers on the island, and they painted a quite challenging picture as to dynamics of business now in the hotel property. I mean, there is so much less that you can spend when it comes to vacationing, and that poses a big challenge for hotel properties when they have the type of overheads that they have, as well as staffing and that kind of stuff. Any innovations when it comes to what we need to do in tourism in order to be able to keep up with the way things are going and the modern way of dealing with this thing? One case in point is the new system of all-inclusive. And yes, that poses some challenge as well in our culture where we're not quite familiar with it.
Correct.
But it seems like the hotel properties doing this has a tendency of, because they have to be so careful with their revenues and the cost factor to be able to make this sustainable, sometimes keep the public out, because if they come in and, you know, that kind of stuff. And we're not quite familiar with those kind of things.
No, we
aren't. What are some of the innovations in hotels?
Before I can speak of innovations, I think some further elaboration on what you said is somewhat required. It's 2015, and a lot has changed. The hospitality market, as you know, is a very dynamic, very fluid industry. It changes in a blink of an eye. What was commonplace 20 years ago is not commonplace now anymore, hence the all-inclusive resorts coming up. We have to understand that, we had the economic downturn in the U.S., which trickled down to the rest of the world, and we had an economic malaise for at least 5 years. And I'm saying at least because it was quite longer than that, and even though the economy is turning around, we're still catching up to that. In that, the traveler, the modern-day traveler, has changed the way that they look at going abroad or going on a vacation. The group has widened between the economic traveler, or and with that I mean either it's a backpacker, it's a couple, and it's a family, and the super VIPs, as we call them. There's very little middle ground between the two groups now. To be able to cater, we are catering to the super VIP. I mean, if you look at Christmas, how many private jets are here, and just on any given day, the private jets, the yachts that are in our lagoons, the moment we are catering to that group already. And of course, we will continue to cater to them and expand our product. On the other hand, because a lot of the focus was put on the super VIPs in that group based on what we were accustomed to having on the island, the economic group sort of fell, a little behind. And the focus to get them back was to really look at these tourists and say, okay, what do they need? They have a little less spending power than our tourists of before. Hence, we have to provide a product where we can still get them in. That's why the all-inclusive resorts are now starting to come up and becoming quite popular. Having said that, yes, I agree with you. We are not accustomed to that. It will take some time to get accustomed to that. And we also have to be careful in an island that we do not become a complete all-inclusive island. We have our resorts that have that, but we also have to remember that we have smaller properties that cater to a different type of product, more a home away from home type of setting for families. You want to go on vacation. You don't want to spend too much money, but you still want to have the greatest time. You want to make sure that your kids are taken care of. The smaller properties cater to that, and I think that we should leave that alone and try to tweak that product, fine-tune it, and make it even better. All-inclusive resorts, it's a great initiative. From what I've seen, I've been to two of them, the two that we have on the island, one on the French side and one on the Dutch side. And the premises of the product is basically you come in, you pay a certain fee, and you get everything. You don't basically have to leave the resort to go and get anything else, and that includes food and beverage. It's good in one way because we're getting the persons in that have that kind of money to be able to spend. It's bad in another way because we are the culinary capital, 300-plus food and beverage establishments.
You want to experience that.
You want to experience that. Yeah. So you want to encourage that as well. The most ideal thing, of course, would say that everything would be all-inclusive. You pay a certain amount and you come to St. Martin and you enjoy everything else, but that's not going to work. And so it has to be a combination of the two. I am not saying it's a bad idea. I think it's a great idea. That is an innovation in and of itself. And I think with that, looking at how that is going, it's been a couple of years that they started it. I know that the Sinesta Group is, at least the last 2 years, that they've been busy with that. The coming of Rio on the French side, which is the former Radisson, also has adopted this. And I believe in looking now at the years that they have implemented this, that we can now get an evaluation. How is this working out? We need to get that first. We need to get an evaluation of how that is working. What do we tweak? What do we fine-tune? How do we make it work even better for us? And do we spread it out across the board? Do we find a middle ground and say there's certain areas or certain price point is all-inclusive and the other price point is just staying there? These are all the questions that come with bringing out more innovations. I believe from those conversations and those evaluations, we can further think of newer innovations where innovative ideas that are happening right now. As we know, our society, not only St. Martin, but just in general in the entire world, is now living more online than they are living in reality, if we can put it that way. So a lot of properties, a lot of hospitality establishments and trade companies have now started to do business online. E-commerce is the new innovation.
Yeah.
And that's going to take over a lot. And that is a huge adjustment for not only St. Martin, but just for the entire world.
I think
understand.
We're somewhat ignorant of that.
Yes.
Though.
We are to an extent ignorant. And I think our young people are more up to date on that than, as we like to say, older heads, those who've been established in the business for quite some time. What I've encountered in the short period being at the SHTA is that a lot are not up to date on the possibilities of what you can do with e-commerce and being online. And so it's always met with skepticism. Am I going to do this? Should I do this? Why are we doing this? But I can't see it tangible. We're still so based on tangibility of a product, on being able to see it. And this goes very fast. E-commerce is lightning speed. You press a button and you're there.
Yeah. And all of it can be done.
All of them can be done from the comfort of your home. And we need to cater towards that type of a market and get a grip on it and be able to promote St. Martin that way.
But these type of hotels that we're talking about are all members of the SHGA.
Correct.
What about the timeshare? Because that too.
Yes.
Has some serious challenges.
Well, we've known that the timeshares industry has gone through its ups and downs and continues to go through its ups and downs. And it's not only on St. Martin, it's regionally that the timeshare industry has met with some obstacles. I don't want to presume to speak for the association because there is a timeshare association who would be much better at adversing the challenges that they are facing. But it is worth noting that they too are facing it. It's a little more of a fixed type of income and a fixed type of tourism that you're getting because these are people that return to the island year after year. They have a room, they have a certain week, they do that or they trade off their week. So you do have that regular consistent income coming in and the consistent group of people coming in. But I believe that the challenges that they've had have hurt them in the last couple of years. How they are looking to innovate that or to change that is something that I would rather leave to them to discuss.
Obviously, there's an association that handles their business.
Yes,
so I can imagine. But, you know, one of the things that I often look at as a result of these type of challenges that these hotel properties are having is how it affects the worker. And you have a system where I believe one of your goals as the SHGA is to inspire the people who work in the hospitality industry to lift the mark.
Correct.
And you, the Crystal Pineapple Awards,
that's
you normally
one,
use that to inspire these people to be at their best because they usually get a reward for doing so.
Correct.
And I do have to take a break at this moment, but when we come back, I'd like you to speak to that.
Okay.
Because I believe the labor market as well, we need some inspiration.
Yes,
when
we do.
It comes
we do.
To being able to be a part of the whole dynamics.
Because absolutely.
There's no way the hotel can do it alone without the workers.
I agree with you.
All right. I'm talking to Ananda Zandam. She is the executive director at the St. Martin Hospitality and Trade Association. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with her. We'll be right back.
St. Peter's Pharmacy is your hometown. Pharmaceutical suppliers and healthcare providers with a wide range of services to help you improve on your fighting power against severe or mild illness. From over-the-counter prescription drugs to basic pharmaceutical supplies and cosmetics, our friendly and courteous staff is there to help you whenever you come in. Open 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays. Located at number 8 LB Scott Road in Cul-de-Sac. St. Peter's Pharmacy. Closer to you when you need us most.
It doesn't matter who is running the country. We must hold our politicians accountable. How can you get through the doors of the government and speak to those in charge. There is one way to express yourself. Speak out. On The View. Let's hold our politicians and leaders accountable.
Hi, St. Martin. I'm Wendell Moore. Join me on Wednesdays, 5 until 6, for interesting discussions on important subjects. Or send me your comments on Facebook and Twitter. And yes, I'll take your phone calls too. All on The View, Wednesdays, 5 until 6. Sponsored by St. Peter's Pharmacy. Closer to you when you need us most. Join me on Wednesdays, 5 until 6, will you?
I'm here with Ananda Zandam, and we are talking a little bit about the hospitality business on the island. Before we went to the break, we were talking about some of the challenges that different type of hotel properties are facing. But I wanted to connect that with what kind of demands it brings down to the worker now, and how the worker is affected by all this. Because one of the things workers would like to know is they're going to be getting a raise.
Right.
The way things are going doesn't look promising. Some properties would like to raise the cost of doing operations. That they would have to look away from, because it can become more expensive. Otherwise, you'll be pushing yourself out of the market. Mm-hmm. Now, how do we connect this? What demand is there now on our human resource to be able to meet these kind of challenges that they're facing?
I'm glad you asked that. I'm, as a former hospitality teacher and being in the industry for quite some time, the one thing that I've always sort of preached has been my motto is that you need to improve your product. You need to improve your service. And this may not come as something nice to say towards the employees of any establishment in the hospitality industry, but we have to be very honest. I believe in honesty, and that's the only way we're going to get forward. At this point right now, the service product St. Martin is offering is below par. And it's not only my personal view. It's if you look at TripAdvisor, if you look at Expedia, any of these places where people are able to write their experiences down, a lot of the comments that you will see is great place, service was bad. And that is not good. Mm. We have, and that's coming back to the whole e-commerce online thing. People are not realizing that word of mouth has now gone viral. And the moment that that happens, you are now under the spotlight. Before people travel, they go to TripAdvisor and Expedia, etc., and they look at it and see what are people saying about this destination. If there are too many negatives, they're not going there. And it could be an isolated incident that happens to find its way into the commentary section. You could happen to be reading only that, and then there's another negative underneath there, and that's it for travelers. Travelers spend, or persons online spend, an average of maybe 30 seconds on a website. And within those 30 seconds, you have to capture them. Within those 30 seconds of reading a blog, they have to be able to see, oh, okay, St. Martin is a great place, great beaches, great service. The number one thing and the number one complaint in the world is service. If it's bad, we have a problem. We have enough of the examples of the United States where people are suing if something goes wrong, if there's hair in the food, if the ice cream isn't cold enough, etc., etc. I'm not going to go into that, but we have to understand something here on St. Martin, the product that we are putting out there in service. Yes, we are providing service, but it is below par. It is not competing with the rest of the world.
And it's not to be taken lightly.
It is not to be taken lightly because, first of all, we were known as the Friendly Island. We still have that on our license plates, but there's very little of the Friendly Island to be seen, and that's just seen on a daily basis. You don't have to be a tourist. I grew up having to say good morning, good afternoon, good night to everybody, no matter who I was. No matter where I was, you had to say that. That was St. Martin. Yes, we've expanded. We've had more people come to St. Martin. Not everybody is related anymore. Not everybody's connected. But those are fundamental things. And that is the foundation of where you start off to be able to provide the rest of your service. a lot of the accommodations because of the labor market issues of not being able to have persons come to work, or whatever labor issues they have hired persons that are not originally from St. Martin. Nothing wrong with that. Before somebody attacks me and says, oh, you're talking about foreign workers. It's not that. There's nothing wrong with who you hire. There, I do, however, think that there is an issue when you hire persons and you do not have a clear policy on how the service should be. That's where we are lacking. That is where we need to be focusing on. With schools such as Sundial, NEPA, the Vocational Training School, PSVE's hospitality sector, that is a good start. And I'm sorry, the university as well with their hospitality program. That is a good start of getting those coming up to understand what the product needs. However, the current employee still needs to be able to function. The SHTA has been instrumental in the past and is now going to be coming back with those initiatives of providing workshops, providing courses for persons to get certification. My personal, and this is off the record from the SHTA, my personal viewpoint on service has always been you need to have the right people in these establishments. Hospitality is not for everyone. And not everyone is suited for it. And people need to understand that when they are recruiting persons to work in their establishments, you need to have a certain type of personality. You need to be able to be flexible. You need all of those things that we know, you know, in teaching this and actually working in the industry. And that's one. Certification is the most important thing. When you give persons the opportunity to upgrade themselves in whatever position they are in and be able to provide them with a certificate, a PIN, whatever it is, it speaks to their self-esteem. And we underestimate that quite often. We say, oh, but you're working, you have a job, you know, you make a couple of dollars, you're good. No. If you're not happy, even though you love what you do, you love the idea of being in a hospitality, if you're not getting the money that is equivalent to what you are providing, you're going to be unhappy. And an unhappy person is an unhappy person on the work floor, and that translates to your guests, and then we have a huge problem. So all of that connects together. So coming back to one of the solutions for that, and what we really need to be focusing on, is certifying people, getting the right people in the right establishments, which means that you are going to have to look at your recruitment process and look at your product, what you have. Who do I want working in this establishment that is going to push forward my product? We have to, on a broader scope on St. Martin, we have to look at, I don't want to use the word patriotism because it's not necessarily that, but pride in your country. We do have pride, but it's... and I don't want to say that we should be like a Curacao or an Aruba, but the nationalistic feeling when you go to a Curacao, for instance, an Aruba. We don't even have to go that far. We can go to an Anguilla. Yeah. We can go to a Sabre. We can go to a station. You feel it. You walk in there. Everybody knows that they are from that particular island, whether they were born there or not. They have adopted this as, this is my home, and they are proud of it, and they are proud to showcase that. We are missing some of that on St. Martin.
How would we be able to harness that and get it going?
You need to give access to your island. If you look back at when people on St. Martin were, it was second nature to promote St. Martin, and St. Martin is a great place to live. Everybody had access to the resources St. Martin has. We have 37 beaches. We have access, free access, to maybe five. Every other beach has been taken over by a hotel, by a resort. Yes, there are stipulations made in the law to say, yes, we need to be able to have an access point for our local population, but let's just look at DV altogether. That whole story, that whole malaise with the fort being there and having to go through security, even when swimming classes, which have been there from since I took swimming classes, now you have to go through 10,000 security checkpoints. It is not helping people to appreciate their island. I, in the last couple of months, let's say from last year, have really been on an exploration.
So as a result, you're saying you lose patriotism, and that's the right word. There's no other way of going around it.
No, you lose it. You do. I mean, because I've been actually driving around the island and looking at different places and stopping at night and actually taking my family out, say, let's go for a drive, which we used to do. Everybody went on a drive before, and seeing different, oh, we can't go in there no more, but we used to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And oh, I can't go no more. But all Front Street have all of these holes. But all this, you are denying people access because you want to attract tourists and give them the best experience. Understandable. But by denying your own persons that access, you are also telling them basically, you do not belong. You're tolerated. But these are the people we're going to cater to and run for. That's the wrong premises. You are going to create the exact opposite of what you would like to have done in this country. And
you think that has been overlooked?
deeply overlooked. It's a gross negligence, in my opinion. And that, again, is off the record from the SHT. I think it has been severely overlooked as to how much a St. Martiner, whether born here or not, is able to enjoy the island. If you cannot enjoy your home, would you invite somebody into it? No. And that's where it comes down to. If I cannot enjoy my home and you come to visit me, first of all, you're coming at an inopportune time because I'm not comfortable with how my house is. Second of all, I'm not going to be able to give you the hospitality no matter how much I run up and down. So would you like something to drink? And I go in the kitchen, I have to go wash up the dishes, I have to go and find a beverage that is, I have to make it look presentable for you. But in doing that, because of the frustration of not being comfortable where I am not putting the love into presenting you something. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, to be successful in hospitality, you have to have the passion for it / love.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the passion love for it, which is inspired by where you are, we're not going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. So that's really, in a nutshell, what our employees are facing and what employers are facing as well.
You've put that bluntly, and I have to admit that until we get real and start recognizing things for what they are, I don't think we are going to get anywhere close to improving.
No.
And we can't afford to push ourselves out of the market. Now, let's talk a little bit about another challenge that we might have to face, because Cuba has been opened up.
I'm glad you brought that up. Cuba is opened.
Yes. And the curiosity of people wanting to know and to experience what has been shut out for all these years, now it's available to everyone.
Yeah.
All the nose would be pointed in that direction.
Correct.
That too is going to bring a challenge. How hopeful that is for St. Martin?
If St. Martin does not, I said it recently, we have 5 years. And within those 5 years, the first three are basically your only window of time we have left before Cuba expands. Human nature dictates that what you cannot see, you are going to want to investigate. And the moment that it's open, you are going to want to go to that first, which means that you are going to fly over St. Martin or use St. Martin as a hub and go. But we're not going to have the stayover tourism we need. There's nothing wrong with a Cuba opening. There are millions of other destinations that have also opened up, but Cuba is very close to us and can be a huge, huge competition, which could be competition not only for St. Martin, but for Puerto Rico, for Jamaica, for Santo Domingo, etc.
All of which are close to Cuba.
Exactly. So this entire belt where we are in could be in jeopardy if they are not hampering down on making sure that the product is complete and the product is being marketed out there aggressively. Now, we have a challenge here that we have to complete our product. And with that, I mean, when I just mentioned with the service industry, I'm not saying, I don't want it to make it sound like it's all gloom and doom, because there are very good points, there are very good highlights, there are people that are actually doing the work and doing it right. But we have to deal with that. We have an infrastructure problem at the moment, just speaking about Front Street and Back Street, where people come to shop and people come to drive, and you cannot, because every 10 seconds you're in a pothole. We have a problem there. And that's the rest of the island's infrastructure as well. Sidewalks, yes, we have them, but now we see the coming of bikes, bike lanes. Tourists are now looking towards a healthier lifestyle as well, and they are coming to certain places, and retreats are being organized to be able to do that. If we cannot offer them that, we're losing a group of tourists already. Mm-hmm. So we have to work on our infrastructure. St. Martin's issue has been for quite some time, we are very good at starting something. We are very bad at maintaining that something. Mm-hmm. And it's now the maintenance that needs to start and be finalized before we can continue to promote our
product.
Anything
else.
Anything else.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to promote something and people are saying, yeah, but Cuba has all of these things, say, hold up. Cuba might not have the great roads as in the United States. They might not have the Wi-Fi connections like we would have. They might not have a lot of things. The one thing that Cuba has over a lot of us is they have a very, very, very rich cultural background. And a lot of the original buildings in that country and the original infrastructure is still there and exceptionally beautiful to see. Cuba has very little to do to promote itself. their silence for 30 plus years has been one thing to promote themselves. The fact that how the entire island is and built and the persons, that's another thing. All Cuba has to say is we're open and it's done, really.
Yeah.
They don't have to spend any marketing dollars right now because the U.S. does it right for them anyway by saying we're going to be sending people. That whole discussion and opening Cuba has sent enough publicity for the rest of the year for Cuba. The fact that you and I are here sitting talking about it means that it's already resonated, and they haven't really spent anything on it. So we need to make sure that our product is complete or at least has some form of sustainability by being able to be consistent in the things that we offer, going back to, for instance, being the friendly island and really living up to that. We are the culinary capital. We need to live up to that. We have so many possibilities of being able to utilize our position as a hub to actually expand our product in a way that we had not thought of before, but we have to get serious with it. We have to recognize where we are and we have to recognize where we are going. We need to have a clear plan. We need to have dates set. In 2020, we should be here, and you need to get your citizens to move with that idea. But you cannot have citizens moving if we don't have leadership that's going to tell you, okay, this is where we are, this is where we're going, this is what I need you to do.
Or even an assessment.
Simple
as to where we are.
Now, there is an assessment. Assessments have been made. I mean, the initiative of the Minister of Tourism to have the National Economic Summit is one of those things, which is a great initiative to be able to have an assessment of, okay, St. Martin, this is where we are at. It's good. But we've had assessments last year, the year before, 10 years ago. Take the assessments and now put actions towards it. It's easier said than done, I understand that, but we need to make some sort of moves.
Yeah, all right. I'm speaking to Ananda Zandam. She's the executive director at the St. Martin Hospitality and Trade Association. We're talking, of course, about some of the challenges when it comes to the hospitality business. Let me ask you how you think we are doing as far as hospitality is concerned, and if we need to take stock of what will you have already mentioned a lot when it comes to the type of service we give. You make reference to it being below par.
We are not bad. We are not, don't get me wrong. We can always do better. I always believe in bettering of a product. But let me say this. We have been extremely blessed, and we need to really acknowledge the fact that we have been extremely blessed since Lewis in how we've been able to maintain tourism, how we have been able to attract the cruise tourism market, how we've been able to extend our villa rentals, how we still are able to draw international VIPs to our island. Our position as a hub has done a lot for us. The resilience of our people on St. Martin in saying no matter what, we are going to get up, we're going to rebuild, has been an absolute plus to our island. And we have to acknowledge those things. We have to highlight and let people know this is what St. Martin has done. We have been extremely blessed to be where we are. We are still in the top 10, thankfully, in the Caribbean. But we cannot keep banking on that.
And we must not take it for granted.
We must not take it for granted. Lewis is 20 years now. It's 20 years. It's that long. It's 2015, 1995.
Yes, that's true.
So it's 20 years that we have post-Lewis. Mm-hmm. A lot of innovations have happened.
Yeah.
We have benefited in a lot of ways. We've had a lot more people coming to St. Martin than we had before that. But at this 20-year mark, I would care to wager and say we need to take stock, as you said before, and we need to tweak the product to be able to move forward for the next 20 years.
I must admit that we have done very well,
very well
in the hospitality business. We have established ourselves and make a mark for ourselves. But I'm afraid that we might just be taking things for granted.
Yes.
And we are going to lose some marks as a result of cruise tourism. It's pretty much anchored, and we know that we are going to be getting some, whether it's just for the season, but we need to bring a balance here because we have hotel rooms and we don't
Correct.
Want them to be closing too
Correct.
As well.
Correct.
So there has to be a balance between
Correct.
Both.
We need to, we cannot become complacent, and that is what's been happening for the last couple of years, and indeed we need to find a balance. SSGA is busy collaborating with the Tourist Bureau to be able to work on new innovations throughout the summer to be able to promote persons to come during our low season. Ideally, we would like to not have a low season anymore. Mm-hmm. We come from a situation where we never had a low season to a situation where our low season just gets longer and longer, and that we see businesses not only closing but going out of business. That's never good. That's mm-hmm. never good for attracting investors. That's never good for anybody coming here to St. Martin. And it's not good for continuity. There are tourists that come to our island religiously every year. Mm-hmm. Oh, but this was here. What happened? Oh, yeah, he closed. Oh, well, we've been going to him for 10 years.
Yeah.
That kind of continuity is what people come to the islands for. They come for that kind of familiarity, that kind of feel of being free and being able to be recognized. Sort of the Cheers type of motto, place where everybody knows your name, in St. Martin. And we're losing that very quickly. We're losing the method and the cozy feel of what our island is. There is nothing wrong with becoming more commercial. There is nothing wrong with utilizing our hub position to its maximum potential. But as you said, we need to find a balance. Mm-hmm. Our hotels are suffering during our low season because we don't have the rooms.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that way, because what we need to understand as well, and I think that's a concept that sometimes people understand and they don't, is that we have people on the island that cannot afford to go on a vacation, but can afford a weekend stay at a hotel. Those programs need to be revived as well. In order for you to get this entire island to mobilize and to understand that tourism is important, you have to involve them. Mm-hmm. That's why I said that you cannot exclude them from certain things. You need to build programs in places like the BVI have that, the USVI, these are very successful, and their slow season is a lot slower. Places like this, we need to be able to put programs in place that our local citizens are able to enjoy as well as the tourists. Nobody's money is different. Money is the same in everybody's hand. It's either you have more of it or I have less of it. There's nothing else that means that changes there. So in my opinion, what I'm seeing is that sometimes those who live here are being treated as the outsiders. And unfortunately, as that continues to happen, you're alienating people. And when you alienate people, you're going to start to have the frustration. So in order to have that, we need to be able to get everybody involved.
Okay. Give me a minute. I'm told that someone is online, so just include a quick call and say good afternoon to a caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah.
I want to ask the lady a question. Okay, you can reply to her. Okay, what about our stores, right? Okay, 90% of our stores are run by foreigners, right? I said we have 80% of our own local people. So they can show the culture, explain the culture when they want to shop. You know, what has business? Because right now, learning with the Indians and the Chinese. So we get the full culture too, because the stores are looking for the full culture, especially in the store. They can sell them so many things, which is Indians and Chinese cannot do that. So that's just a question I'm posing to it. That wouldn't be a good idea. But it depends on the government too. Thank you very much for that.
Okay. I'm not quite clear with what he was saying, but he seemed to be pointing to the fact that most of the economic activity that is from the street and elsewhere run by foreign people. I don't know if that is relevant when it comes to overall our community, but also it says that our culture doesn't...
Let's just be very honest about it. It is a problem. It is a problem to our local community. When you cannot go into a store and see people that look like you, it is a problem. And I can understand where the gentleman is coming from, where he mentioned further on in what he was saying, that our local citizens are not being able to promote our culture because of the persons that have these establishments now are not really promoting it. If I'm understanding that correctly, hopefully, we'll be corrected, but we'll go on that premises. There are a couple of things. I am not saying And I want to go on record to, for people to understand. I am not saying that the person's doing business right now shouldn't be doing business. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it is a problem to have persons coming from elsewhere to have business here. At the end of the day, let's be very honest, business is about who has the money and who has the drive and who pushes to do what they have to do. However, what I will say about this, and I'm not going to elaborate too much before it becomes a whole debate, and I'm...
And we don't have much time.
But we don't have much time either, is to say that we had a part in that as well, in allowing for these groups to grow and grow. And again, it's not a problem for these groups to grow. Where the problem comes in is when you are not enforcing what we are about. When we came to St. Martin, we understood that the language was going to be English. We understood that you said good morning, good afternoon when you went in there. We understood the cultures. We understood what carnival was. We understood everything else, and you had to adjust to that. End of story. There was no discussion. Now it's sort of like, oh, come in and do what you want to. What happens is those who've been living here for some time, entrepreneurs who would like to have a business on Front Street, Back Street, or wherever it is, prime locations, A, do not have the capital for it, and are basically being shunned from having that type of capital or even asking for that. Oh, you don't read the requirements. Oh, you don't this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, the small business associations are trying to push to be able to get our entrepreneurs out there. But to get prime real estate, it costs you a fortune. They don't have that. That's something that needs to be looked at and need to be changed and need to have at least the local entrepreneurs have some form of priority. Mm-hmm. That's one department. Two, we need to have... I don't know if it's legislation or if it's some way of enforcing and saying, okay, it doesn't matter that you're coming from place X. The point being is you're coming to St. Martin. You are going to have to promote this product, St. Martin, in order for you to continue to do business. There's a couple of ways you do that, but the first thing that you need to do is to have our people working in your stores. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Secondly, you need to integrate yourself into the island. It is not the other way around that we are going to adjust to you. You need to adjust to us. We have traditions. We have cultural aspects that need to be highlighted. Mm-hmm. And that is something, yes, that the public sector needs to enforce. These are our holidays. You need to adhere to them. Mm-hmm. You can't have a shop open on May 1st for Labor Day because you need groceries. Our people need to understand you cannot be going to the Chinese on May 1st and getting your food because you forget to buy it 2 days before that. You know, it's a give and take. It's a mental change and a mindset.
It's becoming an integral part of our culture.
Yes.
Because we go along with it.
Exactly. That's it. You only get what you allow. And we have been allowing certain things. And this is not really pointing any fingers to everybody. This is everybody's responsibility,
you know,
including ourselves.
I have to say that they may not be the most popular lines to use on a public forum like this, but we have to say it for what it is, because until we recognize that that is what it is, and we are the ones who need to make the change in whatever way or form or fashion, and then we're not going any place.
No, so we're not.
We just have to call it what it is.
We have to call it what it is.
And everyone knows who are listening, they know that it's true.
Yes. You know, people are, and I don't want to make it, again, sound like it's gloom and doom. It's the truth. It's the reality of where we are at right now. We are in a situation that we have allowed, whether it is us as citizens and whether it is our government that has allowed it. But, okay, we can't cry over spilled milk.
Yeah.
Let me just finish this. We can't cry over spilled milk, but now that we have the awareness, we should be able to do better because we have enough local entrepreneurs and products here to be able to showcase St. Martin. Everybody can get a slice of the pie.
In 10 seconds, what else is the SSGA planning on doing? Because I'm out of time.
Summer program that's coming up, so look out for that. We are looking forward to presenting that. Crystal Pineapple Awards, we have the 45th anniversary of the association and the 10-year anniversary of the Crystal Pineapple Awards, so we're going all out this year. Mm-hmm. So from about July until November, you'll be seeing different things coming up.
I'll be counting on you.
Yes, sir.
Because I'll be making sure that they book you again.
Okay, good.
All right. Folks, we're out of time. We have to make way for the news. I want to thank Ananda for coming in and talking to us about what's happening in the hospitality industry and what the SHTA is doing in our community. These are things that we need to talk about and create the awareness so that we can be very much aware and play a role in the further development of our country. That's how we're going to end today's discussion. We'll see you again next Wednesday, and we invite you to come and join us then. From all of us here, thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.
feet before it could walk.